Lord, I want to thank you that Pastor Luke has come over here to open your word for us. Lord, many times people say to us, there is no value in the Old Testament, why don't we get rid of it? We just need the New Testament where we find Jesus. And yet Pastor Luke is going to show us quite clearly why we should keep the Old Testament and where in the Old Testament we can find Jesus Christ. Because, dear Lord, when you were walking amongst us, that is the gospel that you were using, the Old Testament. So I pray, dear Lord, that you be with Pastor Luke. Speak through him. May the words that he say are your words, and may we walk out of here having a rich blessing and found something new, something that not only will help us, but will help us to be able to help other people to see you in the Old Testament. So thank you, Lord, for this meeting. For this I pray in your name. Amen. Amen.
Yeah, well, thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. Yes, my name is Pastor Luther, and I'm originally from the Solomons, but I accepted the call to be the president of Kripa's mission, and so that's where I am now. And I'm not aware that Kripa's is partnering with the South Australian Conference. And I'm thankful for that because last Sunday and Monday I spent the time with Ron Clark, who is interested in the work there, and so he comes all the time. And in one of our, we have only one high school. And he spends a lot of his time and his money and everything, probably the whole conference is helping him doing that. And I spent the time with him on Sunday and Monday, and we had good time there. Yeah, well, I'm married, and I am a grandfather of one daughter, granddaughter. Yes, my theme, I have selected a theme that I want you to particularly take note of. Is I call this surrender and dependency. Surrender and dependency. Now, I need not to explain what these words means because you are the English is your first language, and you know what they mean, okay? I'm just interested in them because we are living in a world that is too dependent on self and everything, and they don't look to Jesus, you know? And so let me ask you these two questions that I have with me here, which will direct us to what I'm going to say next, you know, in this topic. Look at the two sentences there. I surrender my whole life to Jesus. See, this is what we should be saying and we should be doing, okay? Another one says, I depend on Jesus for everything. Now look at them very carefully and look at the world that we are living in. Think of the world that we are living in. They do not even want to surrender their life to Jesus. They do not want to depend on Jesus for everything. So they still have something in their lives that they hold on to and they do not want to give it up, no? And also, they do not depend on Jesus for everything. They depend on what they know, what they have. They have riches, they have knowledge, they have everything that the world can offer them. And why religion? Why God? This is the type of questions they ask, and that's why you will see all around us, very few people surrender their whole life to Jesus. Very few people depend on Jesus for everything. But the majority of the world, they don't do that, okay? And so what I'm doing now is that in the process of my presentation of Jesus, I want you to consider these two sentences. Whether we surrender our whole life to Jesus or we depend on him for everything that we have in life. And I want you to come along with me, and we will discover in the books of Moses, the Pentateuch, some of the important things that Moses has said about Jesus in the Pentateuch. And this is what we are going to study. And so, our key text for this study, is it on or not? Oh, sorry for that. It's not on. Okay. I will base my seminar this afternoon in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 18, and verse 15 to 19, okay? And I entitled it, A Prophet Like Moses, okay? So we are going to do some discovery of this man called Jesus, and we will find out whether that prophet like Moses is Jesus or somebody else, okay? And I have all the in the screen. The text is on the screen, and so you can read from the screen if you want to, but if you do not read from the screen, you can open your Bibles. And it's there in the New International Version. I'm reading it. It says, The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your own brothers. And you must listen to him. Verse 16, For this is what you asked of the Lord your God at Horeb on the day of the assembly, when you said, Let us not hear the voice of the Lord our God, nor see this great fire anymore, or we will die. Okay? So that's what Moses said. And look at what the Lord has said to Moses. Okay? It says in verse 17, The Lord said to me, What they say is good. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brothers. I will put my words in his mouth, and he will tell them everything I command you. Verse 19, If anyone does not listen to my words that the prophet speaks in my name, I myself will call him to account. Now, it's interesting to note that this verse, let's just look at the verse itself, okay? Look at the verse and find out what does that verse say. The question is this, okay? Is there evidence to show that this prediction by Moses include all the prophets or just Jesus Christ alone? So is this prediction included all the prophets or Jesus Christ alone? Well, Deuteronomy 18, to some very conservative interpreters of the scripture, they view this as referring to Christ. And that is, Christ is the prophet like Moses, okay? They said Jesus is the prophet like Moses. But it's interesting to note that there are some people, like, for example, this person by the name of E.G. Young in Prophets of Israel. He felt that Moses was not speaking about Christ alone. Okay? Oh, yeah, it refers to Christ, but it's not Christ alone, he said. But that he was referring to the prophets that God would send after him, after Moses. And he uses the word, the prophetic institution. So this passage of the scripture in Deuteronomy 18, according to Young, he said that this is also referring to the prophetic institution, not only in Christ. So what we are going to do now this afternoon is that we will discover whether it's true that it's referring to the institution or the prophetic institution or just only to Jesus Christ, okay? So let's have a look at why all the prophets according to Young, okay? According to Young, he said why all the prophets is because he looked at the context of the passage itself. He looked at the context of the passage and said and described whether the context is talking about measures against Paul's prophet. You know, it discusses about the measuring against Paul's prophet. And so in Deuteronomy chapter 18, he refers to verse 19 and 20, which I will read. It's on the screen. It says in verse 19, If anyone does not listen to my words that other prophets speak in my name, I myself call him to account. But a prophet who presumes to speak in the name anything I have not commanded him to say, or a prophet who speaks in the name of other gods must be put to death. Okay, so that's what Young is referring to, okay? And as you notice, in verse 21, it continues on, it says there, that you may say to yourselves, how can we know when a message has not been spoken by the Lord? Verse 22 says, If what a prophet proclaims in the name of the Lord does not take place or come true, that is a message the Lord has not spoken. That prophet has spoken presumptuously. Do not be afraid of him. Okay. So, because of the context of this verse, our brother Young says that this is not only referring to Jesus, the verse 18, chapter 18 of Deuteronomy, It also refers to the prophetic institution, all other prophets that will come after Moses. Well, let's solve this problem. How do we solve this problem? Okay, let's have a look at the answers to these questions that we just raised and Young raised. And let's solve the problem. In the first one, it says there that the prophetic institution was already in existence in Moses' time. If you read those five verses, the five passages of the Pentateuch, the Genesis 20, verse 7, Exodus 7, verse 1, I will put those verses on the screen. Exodus chapter 15 and verse 20, Numbers chapter 11, verse 27 to 29, and Numbers 12 and verse 6. You will notice that when Moses was there at that time, the prophetic institution, oh, there are prophets already in existence in his time, okay? Let's take a look at the first one, Genesis chapter 20 and verse 7. It says, "Now return the man's wife, for he is a prophet, and he will pray for you, and you will live. But if you do not return her, you may be sure that you and all yours will die." You notice the passage, it says that there is someone who is a prophet whose wife has been taken by somebody and then returned that man's wife, for he is a prophet. That man is a prophet. So during the time of Moses, there are prophets in existence already, okay? Another passage of the scripture that we will have to look at is Exodus 7 and verse 1. Exodus 7 verse 1 tells us that, "Then the Lord said to Moses, 'See, I have made you like God to Pharaoh, and your brother, who is Aaron, will be your prophet.'" So according to this passage, we found that Aaron is a prophet, or Aaron was a prophet, The Bible tells us that your brother Aaron, God says, will be your prophet. So not only Moses, but is in existence, but Aaron also is known in the Pentateuch or in Exodus as the prophet. Let's have a look at another one in Exodus chapter 15 and verse 20. Miriam, the prophetess. The scripture also tells us that Miriam is a prophetess. Aaron's sister took a tabernacle in her hand, and all the women followed her with tabernacles and dancing. They were praising God. We know the story when they crossed this Red Sea at the end of the other side of the river and the water, the sea. They praised the Lord. Okay, and it mentioned that Miriam was the prophetess. So, not only Moses, not only Aaron, Miriam also was known as the prophetess. Okay, let's go to another passage of the scripture, which is Numbers chapter 11, verse 27 to 29. It reads, "A young man ran and told Moses, 'Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp.'" Joshua, the son of Nun, wants to stop them and said, "Oh, tell those people to stop." But Moses replied, "Are you jealous for my sake? I wish that all the Lord's people were prophets and that the Lord would put his spirit on them." So you see that these two fellows, Eldad and Medad, you can pronounce it the way you read. But they are also prophets. They are prophesying. Okay? So we have prophets already in existence during the time of Moses. Okay? And so that answers some of the questions that we have. That's another one that we can read before we move on to the next point. It's in Numbers chapter 12 and verse 6. And in Numbers chapter 12 verse 6 says, "Listen to my words. When a prophet of the Lord is among you, I reveal myself to him in visions and I speak to him in dreams." Okay, so there is another verse that tells us about the prophet of the Lord. If he is among you, then God says, "I will reveal myself in vision and in dreams." Okay? So that's what happened with this idea that Moses was a prophet, as we know of, in scripture that we have read in Deuteronomy, and already in existence during his time are prophets. So the prophetic institution was already in existence. Now, let's look at the second point here to answer that question about whether it's the prophetic institution or just referring to someone else. The context of the passage shows us that the prophet described by Moses will be, notice the following. The text tells us that the prophet will come from their midst. That person is coming in their midst. Simply means it's one of the Israelites, okay? He is an Israelite. And it says that like Moses, in terms of he's a mediator between God, representing God to his people, he's a mediator, okay? And also, he is a revealer of God's word. So someone like Moses in terms of a mediator and a revealer of God's word, that is the prophet that is like Moses. Okay, let's continue on. There is a passage that I want us to read also in Deuteronomy chapter 34 and verse 10. Is it on the screen? Yes. That says this, since then, no prophet has risen in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. Now, looking at that passage of the scripture, it tells us, when you read, the natural reading of that passage suggests that none of the prophets of Israel which came after Moses was of the same standing as Moses. You see? So, when you read Deuteronomy chapter 34 and verse 10, it says, no prophet has ever risen in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. So in our understanding, that simply means there is not going to be anybody after Moses, you know, is going to be like Moses. Okay, so that tells us something. Okay, that tells us something that, yes, of course, after Moses, there is nobody who is like Moses until we reach a certain point, which I will mention very shortly, until we come to a place where we find another person probably is like Moses. So let's go to point number three, okay? In point number three, it tells us that Moses was not an ordinary prophet. He's a special kind of a prophet, okay? That is why the Bible tells us there is no one like Moses that will come after Moses, okay? In Numbers chapter 12 and verse 6 to 8, it says, he said, listen to my words. When a prophet of the Lord is among you, I reveal myself to him in visions and I speak to him in dreams. We've read that already. But this is not true of my servant Moses. You notice? Oh, all the prophets have received visions and dreams. But Moses, it says, it's a little bit extra in Moses. He's not an ordinary prophet because the Bible tells us he is faithful in all my house. Oh, well, you may say, oh, other prophets are faithful also. But notice another verse says, with him I speak face to face. So, in fact, other prophets, maybe God revealed himself through visions and dreams. But when it comes to Moses, Moses speaks face to face with God. Okay? Well, he sees the form of the Lord. Well, you may say, oh, but the Bible tells us that when Moses was asking God, show me your glory or show me your face. And Moses was not seeing God's face when God was passing by. Okay, you stand on that place, I'll pass by and you see me. And when he passed by, the scripture says that Moses saw the back of the Lord. Now, how does God's back look like? I don't know. But the scripture describes that what Moses saw is his character, the God's character, you know, not him face to face. But the scripture tells us here that Moses is an extraordinary prophet because he speaks face to face with God. So probably God was speaking through, you know, and then he speaks back to God, okay? So why then you are not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? So God was telling the people, Moses is an extraordinary person because he speaks face to face with God, okay? Now, let's look at the fourth point in beginning to understand that this prophet that we are talking about, like Moses, is going to be Jesus and not the prophetic institution as we began with, okay? Now, look at the sentence structure of Deuteronomy 18 and verse 15. Deuteronomy 18 and verse 15. It says the word prophet is singular. Now, I don't need to tell you this because you are all English-speaking people. And me, English is my fifth language. I know other four languages, and English is my fifth language. So, that word prophet is singular. That begins with that sentence. So it emphasizes that the prophet, like Moses, was a special individual. Okay, he's a special individual, rather than a special institution. Okay, it is a special individual. And there is no similar sentence structure at all in this passage describing two other special institutions, which is, we all know, the kingship and the priesthood. Okay, there are other two institutions that we have known of in the Pentateuch that talks about the king and the priest. Okay, there is no similar sentence structure in all in the passages describing the other two special institutions as well. You know? So that makes us think that this prophet like Moses is an individual, is a special individual and not a special institution, okay? Now, let's continue on. Let's just look at the support for this passage to mean in Jesus, okay? Let's go to the New Testament and look at what the New Testament has to say about this person. In fact, the Jews were studying the scripture and they know their Bible very well, okay? The Pentateuch, the sometimes they call the Torah, these five books of Moses, they know them very well. And they were expecting someone to come and deliver them. And this somebody is called prophet, or it's Messiah that we know of, you know, in scripture. And so in John chapter 1 and verse 45, Philip, one of these disciples, the first disciples, went and found Nathanael. And this is what Philip said to Nathanael. We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. So they were expecting somebody, because they know the Torah, the book of the law, the Pentateuch, the five books of Moses. They understand what the book is saying, that there is going to come someone who's like Moses, okay, to deliver them. And they, you know, they're looking for a physical person who rules army and, you know, drives out the Roman government because they're sick and tired of the Romans and all that. But as we have already known, that Jesus was here not to drive out, lead army to drive out the Romans, but he was here to save men from sin. No? It's the kingdom of grace that he's introducing, not the kingdom of glory as yet. Okay. So there you are. We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law. Let's go to another passage of the scripture, which is John 1 and verse 21. This is about John the Baptist, okay? They ask him, this is what they said to John the Baptist. Who are you? Then who are you? Are you Elijah? And he said, I am not. Are you the prophet? You notice they know that there is a prophet that is coming. And this must be the one. They refer to John the Baptist. But he answered, no, I'm not that prophet. Okay? And so look at the expectation. There is going to come a person that is called a prophet. And they were looking forward to that person. Okay? Let's go to another passage of scripture. The New Testament describes Jesus as a prophet in these two passages. Okay? All right? In Luke chapter 4 and verse 24, it says, I tell you the truth, he continued. No prophet is accepted in his hometown. See, Jesus was talking, and he said, no prophet is accepted in his hometown, because probably they were not accepting him as a prophet. And in chapter 7 and verse 16, it says, they were all filled with awe and praise God. A great prophet has appeared among us, they said. God has come to help his people. A great prophet. So the New Testament described Christ as a prophet. Okay? We found that Christ is a prophet. No wonder why. In the Deuteronomy, God says there is going to come a prophet like you, he said to Moses, a prophet like Moses. Now, let's continue on with other passages of the scripture in the New Testament also. We will compare it with the Old Testament. You know? Look at Luke chapter 13 and verse 33. Oh, it's up there on the screen? Oh, there you are. It says, in any case, I must keep going today and tomorrow and the next day, for surely no prophet can die outside Jerusalem. Okay. Jesus was saying, I must continue, going today and tomorrow and the next day. No prophet can die outside Jerusalem. He was referring to himself as the prophet. So the New Testament described Christ as the prophet. Now, another passage of the scripture that we need to understand is the writers of Hebrews says this, okay? They indicate that in the New Testament indicate that Jesus was more superior than the prophets of Israel. It said, therefore, holy brothers, who share in the heavenly calling, fix your thoughts on Jesus, the apostles, the high priest whom we confess. Then in verse 2 it says, he was faithful to the one who appointed him, just as Moses was faithful in all God's house. In verse 3, Jesus has been found worthy of greater honor than Moses, just as the builder of a house has greater honor than the house itself. Now I'm reading a lot of passages here just to show you that the prophet like Moses that was referred to in the Old Testament, in the books of Moses or in the books of the law, is referring to Christ, to Jesus. That's why we depend on him. That's why it's important for us to surrender our lives to him. Now, it mentions something like that Jesus is greater than Moses. All right? He has been found worthy of greater honor than Moses, just as the builder of the house has greater honor than the house itself. Okay, so we have something interesting here concerning about the thought that we open up with in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 18. Okay, let me show you what Peter quotes in it. Peter quotes Deuteronomy 18 and verse 15 as a proof text to demonstrate that Jesus, whom the Jews had crucified, was the one that they should obey, okay? Notice now in Acts chapter 3 and verse 22 and 23. It says, for Moses said, the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your own people. You must listen to everything he tells you. You notice what Peter is doing here when he was preaching, He mentioned something like that, the Lord your God has raised up for you a prophet like me from among, he's quoting from Deuteronomy chapter 18. You must listen to everything he tells you. And anyone who does not listen to him will be completely cut off from among his people. Actually, Peter was quoting Deuteronomy 18 and verse 15. And Peter was referring to this passage to Jesus, okay? A prophet like Moses. Now, let's continue on to get the support of some of these verses again. The New Testament portrays Jesus both as mediator and as well as the revealer. Okay? Look at this passage in John chapter 1 and verse 17 and 18. It says, for the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth come through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only who is at the Father's side, has made him known. Okay? Okay? And notice in verse 6 now, Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 6, it says, but the ministry, Jesus has received is as superior to theirs as the covenant of which he is mediator is superior to the old one, and it is found on better promises. You notice that the passage of the scripture is telling us that Christ is the mediator as well, like Moses. Moses was a mediator, Jesus also was the mediator. And also he was a revealer, okay? He was a revealer. And we have a lot of verses that support for Jesus that we have just read. You know? And therefore, we have no question at all that a prophet like Moses that is to come after Moses is not any other prophet or a prophetic institution, but it is a reference directly to Jesus. Now, let's continue on and see what else we can find. Let us compare, the similarities between Moses and Jesus is what I'm going to say next, okay? If you look at Moses, he was a deliverer. Jesus also is a deliverer, okay? Moses delivered the people from the bondage of sin in Egypt. Jesus delivered us from the bondage of sin, slavery in Egypt. We are also slaves to sin, and Jesus has delivered us. Work of great miracles, of course, Moses was making miracles in the front of Pharaoh, turning those rod into snakes and all that. And Jesus also was a great miracle worker. Okay. Moses was the one that God used to provide his people with bread, the manna that comes down from heaven. Okay. Jesus, if you read in John, it says, I am that bread of life that comes down from heaven. Okay, Jesus provides the bread, the spiritual bread of life. Moses was the one that God used to provide his people with water. He, hit the rock and there comes water. Jesus said in John 14 that I am the water of life, I am the one, the living water, that if you drink of me, you will never thirst, the Bible says, okay? Well, Moses was the one who interceded for the lives of his people. Oh, God, don't kill those people. If they are sinning, please kill me. No, Moses was interceding in the lives of these people. Jesus also was interceding for our lives. Moses was the one that was given the authority to lead and rule God's people. Jesus was given the authority to lead and rule God's people. Just before he left, he said, I have been given this authority in heaven and in earth. Go and make disciples of all nations, Jesus was given also the authority. And so these are the similarities. No wonder why the scripture tells us that there is going to come a person, a prophet like you, God says to Moses, a prophet like Moses. Okay. And that prophet is none other than Jesus Christ himself. Now, we have seen some of these interesting things that are happening with Jesus. And therefore, we have no question at all that Jesus is this prophet like Moses that we can depend on and we can surrender our lives to him. Okay. Now, let me take you to the picture that all of us are aware of. Now, every time I see this picture, and you saw it in Bible story books and all that, I was thinking very seriously about the ministry that Jesus was doing here on earth. I don't know what you think about that picture, but me personally, let me share my experience with you. Here is someone who is interested in the salvation of every person on this earth when he was there in his world at the time. He loves the little children. He loves the men, the women, the elderly people, even those people who rejected him. If I were Jesus, I would have said to those people who do not want me, to reject me, I'm not interested in you as well, It's easy for us to say that when somebody is not interested in us. You see, as leaders, we have people who like us, we have people who do not like us too. And if you are a leader, that's what is going to happen. There are people who want you and there are people who dislike you, And yet this person loves everybody the same. Whether you like him or not, he still loves you the same. That is why my theme says surrender and dependency, because I like us to surrender our lives to Him. I like us to depend on Him for everything that we have. And if this person says, okay, because you don't like me, I remove the air that I gave you. What will happen to us? We will die. Or I remove the food that I'm giving you. We won't have food to eat, you know. But despite of what happens to us, He still loves us and provides us everything. And so, this person, in conclusion, let me share with you that Jesus Christ must be that prophet like Moses. That is mentioned in Deuteronomy chapter 18 and verse 15. Jesus Christ is the one that the prophecy is telling us that is going to come. And the prophecy is therefore strictly messianic and does not refer to the establishment of the prophets of Israel as an institution, but to a special person. And that person is Jesus. Now, I'm going through very quickly all those texts that proves to us that the prophet that is mentioned in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 18 and verse 15, is none other than Jesus. And I hope you understand, because I'm showing you some of the text there. Is there a question that you want us to discuss or whatever? That's the end of my lecture. Any comment that you may have? Yes. Yes. This one?
Yeah.
Yes. Right. Thank you. Yeah, yeah. You first and then you. Right. Yes. Yes, yes, thank you. Yes, that's right. Yeah, very true. Yes.